Chapter 6
1. And it came about that men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them. 2. The sons of the Elohim saw the daughters of the men, that they were good, and they took wives for themselves from all those whom they chose. 3. And Yahweh said, My spirit shall not always strive with mankind, in their going astray his flesh. And his days shall be 120 years. 4. The Nephilim were in the earth in those days, and even afterwards when the sons of the Elohim came into the daughters of the men, and they gave birth to them, they were the heroes who existed from ancient time, men of renown. 5. And Yahweh saw that the evil of man was great on the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the day long. 6. And Yahweh sighed with sorrow that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved to his heart. 7. And Yahweh said, I will wipe off man whom I have created from the face of the earth, from man to beast, to the creeping thing and to the birds of the heavens, for I repent that I made them. 8. And Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah, a righteous man, had been without blemish in his generations. Noah walked with Elohim. 10. And Noah fathered 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. 11. And the earth was corrupt before the Elohim, and the earth was filled with violence. 12. And Elohim looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupted. For all flesh had corrupted its way on the earth.
13. And Elohim said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them along with the earth. 14. Make an ark of cypress timbers for yourself. You shall make rooms in the ark, and you shall cover it with asphalt inside and out. 15. And you shall make it this way. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its breadth 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. 16. You shall make a window in the ark, and you shall finish it above to a cubit, and you shall set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third stories. 17. And behold, I, am bringing a flood of waters on the earth in order to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life from under the heavens. Everything which is on the earth shall die. 18. And I will establish my covenant with you. And you shall come into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. 19. And you shall bring into the ark 2 of every kind, of every living thing of all flesh, to keep alive with you. They shall be male and female. 20. From the birds according to its kind, and from the cattle according to its kind, from every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind. 2 from each shall come into you to keep alive. 21. And take for yourself all food that is eaten, and gather to yourself, and let it be for you and for them for food.
22. And Noah did so, according to all that Elohim appointed him to do, so he did.
Chapter 7
1. And Yahweh said to Noah, You and all your house come into the ark, for I have seen you righteous before me in this generation. 2. You shall take to yourself from every clean animal by sevens, male and female, and from the animal that is not clean by 2, male and female. 3. And take of the fowl of the heavens by sevens, male and female, to keep a live seed on the face of the earth. 4. For after 7 more days I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights and will wipe away every living substance that I have made from off the face of the earth. 5. And Noah did as to all that Yahweh instructed him. 6. Noah was a son of 600 years, and the flood of waters was on the earth. 7. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the water of the flood. 8. And they went in to Noah into the ark, male and female of clean animals, and of animals that are not clean, and of fowl, and of everything that creeps on the earth. 9. To by 2, As Elohim had instructed Noah, they went into the ark, male and female. 10. And it was after the 7 days, the waters of the flood came into being on the earth. 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, in the 17th day of the month, in this day all the fountains of the great deep were risen, and the windows of the heavens were opened up. 12. And the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. 13. In this same day Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, went into the ark. 14. They, and every animal according to its kind, and every beast according to its kind, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every fowl according to its kind, every bird of every wing. 15. And they went into Noah into the ark, 2 and 2 of all flesh, in which is the breath of life. 16. And those going in went in male and female of all flesh, as Elohim had instructed him. And Yahweh shut the door behind him. 17. And the flood was on the earth 40 days. And the waters increased, and bore up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. 18. And the waters prevailed, and were greatly increased on the earth. And the ark floated on the face of the waters. 19. And the waters prevailed, exceedingly violent on the earth, and all the high mountains under the heavens were covered. 20. The waters prevailed, 15 cubits upward, and the mountains were covered. 21. And all flesh that moved on the earth died, the fowl, and cattle, and beast, and every swarming thing that swarms on the earth, and all mankind. 22. All died in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land. 23. And every living thing which was on the face of the earth was wiped away, from man to cattle, and to the creeping things, and the fowl of the heavens. And they were wiped off from the earth, and only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the ark. 24. And mighty were the waters over the earth 150 days.
Chapter 8.
1. And Elohim remembered Noah and every living thing, and all the cattle which were with him in the ark. And Elohim made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. 2. And the fountains of the deep and the windows of the heavens were stopped, and the rain from the heavens was restrained. 3. And the waters retreated from the earth, going and retreating. And the waters diminished at the end of 150 days. 4. And in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat. 5. And the waters were going and falling until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. 6. And it happened, at the end of 40 days, even Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. 7. And he sent out a raven, and it went out, going out and returning until the waters were dried up from off the earth. 8. He also sent out from him the dove, to see if the waters had receded from off the face of the earth. 9. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned to him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of all the earth. And he put out his hand and took her, and pulled her into him into the ark. 10. And he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. 11. And the dove came into him in the evening. And, behold, in her mouth was a newly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters receded down from off the earth. 12. And he waited another 7 days and sent forth the dove. And she did not return again to him any more. 13. And it happened in the 601st year, at the beginning, on the 1st of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked. And, behold, the face of the earth was dried. 14. And in the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. 15. And Elohim spoke to Noah, saying, 16. Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. 17. Bring out from you every living thing that is with you, of all flesh, of fowl, of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and let them swarm on the earth, and bear, and multiply on the earth. 18. And Noah went out, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. 19. Every animal, every creeping thing, and every fowl, all which creeps on the earth. They went forth out of the ark according to their families.
20. And Noah built an altar to Yahweh, and took of every clean animal, and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. 21. And Yahweh smelled the soothing fragrance, and Yahweh said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for the sake of man, because the imagination of the heart of man is evil from his youth. Yea, I will not again smite every living thing as I have done.
22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
Chapter 9.
1. And Elohim blessed Noah and his sons. And he said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth. 2. And your fear and your dread shall be on all the animals of the earth, and on every bird of the heavens, on all that moves on the earth, and on all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hands. 3. Every creeping thing which is alive shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green plant. 4. But you shall not eat flesh in its life, its blood. 5. And surely the blood of your lives I will demand. At the hand of every animal I will demand it, and at the hand of man. I will demand the life of man at the hand of every man's brother. 6. Whoever sheds man's blood, his blood shall be shed by man, for he made the man in the image of Elohim. 7. And you, be fruitful and multiply. Swarm over the earth and multiply in it. 8. And Elohim spoke to Noah, and to his sons with him, saying, 9. Behold, I, even I, am establishing my covenant with you, and with your seed after you. 10. And with every living creature which is with you, among fowl, among cattle, and among every animal of the earth with you, from all that go out from the ark, to every animal of the earth. 11. And I have established my covenant with you, and all flesh shall not be cut off again by the waters of a flood, nor shall there ever again be a flood to destroy the earth. 12. And Elohim said, This is the sign of the covenant which I am about to make between me and you, and every living soul which is with you, for everlasting generations. 13. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. 14. And it will be when I gather the clouds on the earth, then the bow shall be seen in the clouds. 15. And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you, and every living soul in all flesh. And the waters shall not again become a flood to destroy all flesh. 16. And the bow shall be in the clouds, and I shall see it, to remember the everlasting covenant between Elohim and every living soul, in all flesh on the earth. 17. And Elohim said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. 18. And the sons of Noah that went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. 19. These are the three sons of Noah, and the whole earth was overspread from them. 20. And Noah, a man of the ground, began and planted a vineyard. 21. And he drank from the wine, and was drunk. And he uncovered himself inside his tent. 22. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father. And he told his two brothers outside. 23. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and put it on both their shoulders. And they went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, their faces backward. And they did not see the nakedness of their father. 24. And Noah awoke from his wine. And he came to know what his younger son had done to him. 25. And he said, Cursed be Canaan. He shall be a slave of slaves to his brothers. 26. And he said, Blessed be Yahweh, the Elohim of Shem, and may Canaan be his slave. 27. Elohim shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall live in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be their slave. 28, and Noah lived 350 years after the flood. 29, and all the days of Noah were 950 years. And he died.
Chapter 10.
1, and these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And sons were born to them after the flood. 2, the sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiruz. 3, and Gomer's sons were Ashkenaz, and Rapath, and Togarmah. 4, and Javan's sons were Elisah, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. 5, by these the coasts of the nations were divided in their lands each by his tongue, by their families, in their nations. 6, and Ham's sons were Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan. 7, and the sons of Cush were Seba and Havilah, and Sabta, and Raama, and Zabdecha. And Raama's sons were Sheba and Dedan. 8, and Cush fathered Nimrod, he began to be a mighty hero in the land. 9, he was the great hunter before Yahweh, so it is said, even as Nimrod the mighty hunter before Yahweh. 10, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar. 11, from that land he went forth to Assyria and built Nineveh, and Rehoboth the city, and Calah. 12, and Rezin between Nineveh and Calah, which is a great city. 13, and Mizraim fathered Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim. 14, and Pithrusim, and Caslahim, from whom came the Philistines and Captorim. 15, and Canaan fathered his firstborn Sidon, and Heth. 16, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite. 17, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite. 18, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. And afterward the families of the Canaanites were dispersed. 19, and the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as you come to Gerar, as far as Gaza, as you go in towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and Admah, and Zeboim, even to Lasha. 20, these were the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their tongues, in their countries, in their nations. 21, and to Shem was born, even to him, the father of all the sons of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder. 22, the sons of Shem were Elam, and Asher, and Arpachshad, and Lud, and Aram. 23, and Aram's sons were Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Mash. 24, and Arpachshad fathered Canaan, and Canaan fathered Salah, and Salah fathered Eber. 25, and two sons were born to Eber, the name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. 26, and Joktan fathered Almadad, and Shelev, and Hazarmaveth, and Jera. 27, and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla. 28, and Obal, and Abimael, and Sheba. 29, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. These all were the sons of Joktan. 30, and their dwelling was from Mesha, as you go to Sephar, an eastern mountain. 31, these were the sons of Shem, according to their families, according to their tongues, in their lands, according to their nations. 32, these were the families of the sons of Noah, by their generations, in their nations. And from these the nations were divided in the earth after the flood.